the Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Samach Beis of Katan Kaf has the following comment. This is quoting from the same tshuva of Rav Eli Mizrachi that we quoted yesterday, that the Magen Avraham referenced there in Sivkata and Yudches. Magen Avraham writes Shin Samach Beis of Katan Kaf, one line. And the Mechaber writes Im Chiber Kana Ha'Elyon L'Shnei Akanim Ola Echa Mehem Min Atzad Lo Mahani, that as soon as the Pesach Min Atzad doesn't work, the Magen Avraham comments V'im asa gam kana acher tachta kasher. So let's say you have a Pesach min atzad problem. The way you solve that is that you put another kana next to the existing kana, so that the kana gaba goes above the new kana, right? So you have a min atzad of one kana, so you put another kana further in from the existing kana in a way that the new kana is under the kana gaba, right? That's how we solve a telephone pole problem. Says the Magen Avraham, however, even though by making the new kana you've solved the minatzad problem, mikol makom yesh lishlof kana hapasol v'nei arom, still advisable to remove the kana hapasol because of the roim, the observers who may not understand that the kana of record is the new kana, not the old kana, and they may come to a erroneous halachic impression about the kashrus of Tzuris HaPesach Min Atzad. So if you have a Tzuris HaPesach Min Atzad that you solved by putting a new kana, you should remove the old kana. Now, if we were to do this with the telephone pole, the telephone company probably wouldn't be so happy because they wouldn't have their telephone pole anymore, and the wire would also fall down. So in many situations, this isn't terribly practical to remove the existing kana. So Rabbi Lange points out in his Sefer, page 65, footnote 51, as does the Rabbi Bloy kind of points out as well, that the language of the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrachi is ro'oi. It doesn't say it's an absolute requirement. The Magen Avraham quotes it as yesh. The original language is ro'oi, the Aruch HaShulchan has nacha, and so it's appropriate, it's advisable. It's not ma'akev. If you don't do it, it's still kosher. So where possible, you should remove the existing kana to solve any or avoid any misimpression. But if it's not possible, then that's not a reason to abandon the entire apparatus. So in our contemporary situations, if you have a telephone pole where it's made aside and you have to put another lechi adjacent to the telephone pole or on the telephone pole, we're not going to tell you to move the telephone pole because that would be counterproductive. And even though the Magen Avraham says you should do it, that's only el lechachila, but not leikuva. Okay, one more observation about Chavel Meshupa. We discussed yesterday the Rebbe Kivager and the Shalom Lepriva Gadim. If you have a slanted Kanal Gabov, does that work? Right, so the Magen Avraham had two tzirim, and the Magen Avraham tzir itself, based on this Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrachi, if you have a short kana and a long kana, a short kana and a tall kana, but the kana gabav is straight, it just goes straight into the wall above the short kana, that's definitely kosher. And the question was whether if you have the chevel meshupa slanted, kana gabav, does that work? So the Nesivos HaShabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, footnote 60, quotes a Chacham Echad who pointed out that he thinks if you have two kanim that are the same height, however, one of the kanim is placed on a more elevated surface, so you have a slope, and you have a kanim ikan, both of those kanim are exactly the same height, but the kanal gaba is going to be slanted because the ground level is different. So he thinks that everyone should agree that slanted kanal gabav is okay, because that everyone should agree is kedar the inchi. It's normal to have two kanim on opposite sides at the same height, and the only reason that the chevel is slanted is because of the difference in ground level. Now you could argue that's still not normal, that's not kedar the inchi to have a misaligned Tzuris HaPesach, even though the kanim are the same size, but bottom line, one is higher than the other in reality. Okay, that's what he says. The related question, or a related question, to a chavel meshupa is that of chud hamisakem if you have a sagging wire. So not a slanted wire, it's not where it's at a slope, but the kalagaba is sagging. So there's a tshuva of the Mishnas Yaakov. In one of the Mishnas Yaakov's tshuva, Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, the paragraph beginning, B'chein Yesh Lehi Zaher. So he says you have to be careful that the kanal gaba be totally taut and not be sagging and not move. Why? So number one, he points out that the way many Rishonim, including the Ritva, learned the sugya of kippa, the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph and Beis that we referenced yesterday, that a kippa is chayav mezuzah and the parallel to Tzuvos HaPesach. So the reason that a kippah is a proper Tzuvos HaPesach is not because we view the dome on top as a kanal gabav, because a semicircle can't be a kanal gabav. It's because you have solid area above the semicircle, above the top of the kippah, and in Lahashlim we view that solid area as part of the Tzuvos HaPesach. But if you have a sagging kanal gabav, or a kanal gabav that's not taut, that would be a kind of pisli shimai. That would be the kind of a tzuvos pesach delo of the inchi. And practically, if it's going to, 1 second, Benji, practically, if it's going to sag or if it's going to move, so then sometimes it'll end up being totally outside of the kanamikan, in such a way that it's either going to sag, or maybe worse than Minasat. Yeah.
Which simon was this? Which Minas Yaakov?
Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel. That's the tshuva that's headed about Hecker's here, but he talks about this issue in that tshuva also.
We talked about this before, the Mechitza Sheni Yechol Lom and Baruch.
Right, so it's a related question, but the Mechitza is talking about the Mechitza, this is talking about the Kanal Gabav.
Gotcha.
So we're going to see in a minute, according to some Achronim, the Kanal Gabav is more Kal than the Kanami Kan. The regular Mechitza, that's correct, has to be Ruyala, has to be and the question here is the same standard true for the Kanal Gabbah? The Mishnah of Yaakov assumes yes, and he assumes that even more so, you potentially have a problem of the regular Hilchas Mechitza. So the reason Mechitza has to be Yechol Olam Ruach Mitzvah is because it's a reflection of his strength. But here there's another issue, forget about the strength, there's another issue of Pischi Shimai, of Kedav Dienji, and potentially Tzuvos HaPesach Ben Asad. So these are issues that are unique to Tzuvos HaPesach that aren't part of your generic mechitza requirements. Okay?
You say that's Minotah?
Well, if
you
it's going...
it's not, because you have the ancient. Good people don't build
their... So he's saying both. It's, sometimes it might end up being Minotah, not definitionally.
How does that end up Minotah?
If it's going to blow... meaning you have your economy over here.
Where it connects on both sides.
So he assumes that Minasad could mean in the entire. That's not necessarily Pashut. Maybe Minasad means that the entire length of the Kan al Gabbath has to be within the confines of the Kanamikan. Right? But if Minasad is the son of Kedav the Inchi, so it's not normal to have a Kan of. I mean, let's say you have
they
a.
Have circular houses?
I'm sorry?
They have rough circular houses?
I don't know, but that's not, let's say that's not the norm. So you could argue the Marsham that if it becomes the norm, then it's not a problem. Fine. But the assumption is that that's not the norm. Okay, in Akhanami. Not that it's always going to be Minasad, but you could have it serious Minasad, and it's not within the spirit of Kedav the Inchi. So do we assume like this Mishnah Yaakov? Mishnah Brura makes reference to it only in the Sharetziah. The Mishnah Brura, Shin Samach Beis, the Sharetziah and Sifkata Nun Vav. In the text of the Mishnah Brura, he quotes it, it says, Yesh min achronim shemachmirim ba. Uledidhu, this is the end of Sifkata and Samach Vav in the Mishnah Brura, Shin Samach Beis Samach Vav. Yesh min achronim shemachmirim bezeh. Says the Sharetziah, that's the Mishnah of Yaakov. Yesh kama kalkulim baza. Ayin sham oj shakasav. Demachav al shenosav al gabi akadim nichvaf lamata bi igol. Yesh lizar lasakno. Fine. That's the magen of Rav. However, the Mishnah Berurah only quoted that as the yesh me'achronim. In the beginning of the Sukkatan, he says as follows. Mikol makom. Also gemi. Tzarech shelo yinatel ayidei aruach. So it can't blow away. That Eben agrees is a problem. If it blows away, then it's not there anymore. Chasim the same for Matzah Zashakal. Mikol makom. Shin Tzarech beisif samach vav. Got it, Reggie? Mikol makom. Kill kana shel gaba and mikana shel betzadim. No. Matzah Zashakal says that the standard required of the kana shel gaba is more lenient than that of the kana mikan. The osan shel betzadim. Tzarech lizar shelo yinid aruach. The ones on the side that you have to make sure don't blow away. Or don't blow. Came into Hamish and Mechitza. The Mechitza Sheruch Manida Lo Mikri Mechitza. Avalokana Shal Gaban Nihid Zarach Lizar Shalay Yinata Aidei Ruach. You have to make sure that it's going to be there. Aval Ia Ruach Yanido Evakachlum. If it just blows to the wind, not a problem. Digger Mechitza Tali Vishnei Akonim Omdim Menotzat. The Master of the Shekel says that the real mechitza element of the Tzuris of Pesach is only the kana mikan, kana mikan, not the kana al gabav. So says the Avnei Nezer as well. Simen kuf ayin aleph os yud. Avnei Nezer kuf ayin aleph os yud. Simen resh sadi hey os tesvav. Avnei Nezer says the reason you need a kana al gabav is because otherwise you're going to have Pitzchi Shimoi. But that's a technical requirement. And fundamentally, a Tzuris HaPesach is defined based on the Kanamikan. And the Kanal Gabav is just a technical requirement that it has to have the proper Tzur of Tzuris HaPesach, that can't be Pitzchi Shimoi. But the strength of the Kanal Gabav is less rigorous than the strength of the Kanamikan. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah seems to favor, he quotes the Mishnah Masechta as Yesh Machmirim, but he seems to favor the Matzah Zashekel as the default approach, that you don't have to be as concerned about the Kana Al Gabav. Chazon Ish doesn't like this Matzah Zashekel Lahalacha. Chazon Ish Simon Ayin Zayin Osvav assumes no, that probably the more intuitive understanding that if a Tzuris HaPesach is defined as Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, Kana Al Gabav, so those are both necessary ingredients for a Tzuris HaPesach, and they both are fundamental, integral, and require the same standard. Sefer Tiferes Yaakov suggests, and he quotes those that say, that if, even if you're going to be machmir, that there shouldn't be any movement in the kanal gabav, if it just moves within three tvachim of the base position, that's okay. You know, just as we discussed, that some poskim say that in the context of mechitza sheichal lamod ruach mitzuya, that if the mechitza moves within three tvachim, that's an acceptable margin of error. So the same would be true by the Kanal Gabav as well. So he quotes that from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Moshe, and Emes Yaakov has this from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky as well. Tshuvas Sharei Tzion, the Bilsker Eloi, Simen Gimel Anaf Dalet Os Gimel, Simen Gimel Anaf Dalet Os Gimel. It was a Bar Pluksa, the Beis Rifayim, was a famous Bar Pluksa of the Mishnah Yaakov. The Bilsker Eloi was later, but he also takes issue with many of the Mishnah Yaakov's Psachim in Hilchas Ervin. He was known as more of a Megal in Hilchas Ervin, and I think I pointed out to you in the past that Rabbi Ezra Schwartz is fond of quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim in this context. Ohav Hashem Shaarei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, for the areas where the Shaarei Tzion argues on the Mishkanos Yaakov, but he assumes that la'alacha there's no chisaron of a slanted or sagging kanal gabav, because he subscribes to the difference between a kanal gabav and a kanami kan, and moreover, he thinks that la'alacha we don't equate Tzuras HaPesach to Hilchas Mezuzah. Right, the Gemara here has certain affinities between Mezuzah and Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara invokes the din of Mezuzah in the context of Kippah, but what actually comes out of Lalach in terms of the crossover between Mezuzah and Tzuras HaPesach is the Bilski really thinks that, bottom line, we don't transfer Lalachas from one to the other, and then he thinks all the rites of the Mishnah of Yaakov fall apart if it's all based on the halachas of Kippah, which are really mezuzah halachas, and those aren't necessarily transferable to Hilchas Eiruvin. And Ritzvi Pesach Frank, Shuvas Har Tzvi, Chele Beis Simen Yotes, Chele Beis Simen Yotes also is inclined to be mekel on the issue of a sagging Tzuras HaPesach. In the English Erevin Sefer, they point out that even if you're going to be making like a sagging Tzuras HaPesach, but if you have a kanal gabav which is permanently deflected, is, let's say you have it was all straight, it was happily straight, and then it gets caught up in some kind of a branch, so now it's permanently deflected away. So that's presumably worse, either because that's not, in many situations that may end up being mitzad, or because that's the lokadav the inchi, they have to be careful to make sure that when you're checking an eruv, there aren't trees or branches that appear to at some point deflect the path of the kanal gabav. Okay, Prima Gazim has a comment. Mishpat Zav Simin Shin Samel Gimel Sukkotin Aleph. Shin Samach Gimel Aleph in the Mishmitzos Zahav, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work over water, because that's not considered to be Kedav D'Inshi. It's not normal to put doorways in water. So a Tzuras HaPesach, where you need a Mechitza in water, a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't help. That's the Pimbegadim's suggestion, recommendation, and the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer has this as well in Siman Pei Zayin, quoting the Tosefet Shabbos, even though the Chasam Sofer acknowledges that he didn't find this discussed in earlier poskim, and maybe there's what to be mekel about, whether that the contextual concern of Kedav D'Inshi in water is important, meaning if the Tzuras HaPesach itself is constructed in such a way that it's a proper formation, but it just happens to be in water, and people don't usually make doorways in water, is that a chisaron of the lokid of the inchi. Okay, let's turn to the Gemara and Dafid Aleph Amid Beis once more. We've been skipping around a little more thematically than in the order of the sugya, but let's go back now to the two dots about eight lines down in the long lines. Okay, the Gemara has Gufa, first word on the line. Amar Chista, Tzuras HaPesach she'asah min hatzad lo'asah v'lo klum, that we saw. The Amar Chista, halacha number two. Tzuras HaPesach she'amru tzricha she'tehei bria kedei lahamid ba deles. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough, has to be stable enough to be able to support a door. It doesn't have to be an iron door. It's sufficient if it's a straw door, the flimsiest kind of door, but it has to be strong enough to support at least the flimsiest kind of door. Amar Reish Lakish Mishim Abyanai. Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Hekir Tzir. Tzuras HaPesach needs a hinge. My Hekir Tzir. Amar Rav Avya Afkisa. Okay, so we'll discuss in a few moments what exactly the terminology means. For now, we can see Rashi. Rashi says Afkasa Chor Shetzir Hadelasovibo, the hole where the hinges on. The hole that you insert the hinge in. The Afa Pishen Sukhadelas, you don't actually need a door. Miu Chazialadelasvin, and it has to be shaykh to put in a door. So not only, so part of putting in a door involves having a hinge, so you have to at least have the hole for the hinge to go in, so that if you were to put in a door, you could put in a door, even though you don't actually need the door. Okay? So two halachas here of Rav Chisda, three halachas, but we're focusing on the second and third. Number one, Bria Kedei Lahamid Del Shalkash, it has to be strong enough to put in a door, and number two, it has to have a Hekir Tzir. I'm sorry, I said Rav Chisda. The first halacha is Rav Chisda, the third halacha is Reish Lakish Shem Rav Yanai. So Rav Chisda is Bria Kedei Lahamid Del Shalkash, Rav Yanai is Hekir Tzir. Okay, now how do we paskin? The Rif quotes a din of Bria Kedei Lahamid El Shalkash, does not quote the din of Hekir Tzir. Same thing in the Rambam, Perek Tesayin Halacha Yates. The Gemara has two halachas back to back. The Rambam and the Rif quote the first, not the second. Why is that? Let's continue in the Gemara. Ashechinu Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avya, LeTalmidei D'Ravashi. Amar Lehu, Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did Rav Ashi have anything to say about Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach? Amar Lehi, Lo Amar Lo Klum. He had nothing to say. So the way the Rashi for the Ritva understand this Gemara, and reflecting back on the Rambam, the Rif, the other Rishonim, the question is, or the question how we paskin hinges on, pardon the pun, whether this conversation of Rav Acha, Rav Breda, Rav Avya and Talmid Rav Ashi was referring to all of the above halachos, to one of the above halachos. Presumably the question was, did you hear anything about the halacha that we just discussed? So are they just going on the immediately previous halacha of Hekir Tzir? Or are they going on both Hekir Tzir and Del Shalkash? So the Rambam of the Rif, Paskin, the din of Del Shalkash, and not the din of Hekir Tzir, understood that the question was, did you hear anything about this halacha of Hekir Tzir? The response was, no, nope, never spoke about it. Meaning, there's no such requirement. So the din of Lahamid Del Shalkash stands, that no one contested. Then we have this member of Reish Lakish Rav Yanai of Hekir Tzir. The Gemara quotes the story that yes, Talmid Rav Ashi, do you ever hear such a din of Hekir Tzir? And they said no. So in the Rambam of Paskin, that no means that Lahalacha Hekir Tzir is not a concern, even though the previous halacha of Lahamid Del Shalkash stands. Okay? The Rashi and the Ritva quote from the Bali Tosfos that they were misupik about what the Shiloh was going on. I mean, it sounds like there's even a possibility maybe it was going back two and not back one. So Lemaisa then, that position of the Bali Tosfos is Machmer in both. But we don't know which of these members is accepted Lalacha, so you have to be Machmer in both in Hekir Tzir and on Roi Lahamid Delas Shalkash. And the Rashi himself understood that the Shiloh was going on both definitively, and therefore neither are lahalacha. The shayla of Talmid Rav Ashi was, do we paskin Hekir Tzir and do we paskin Roi Lahamid Del Shalkash? And the answer, Lahamid Del Klum, is going on both. Okay, so three possibilities of Mishonim. Either we paskin both, we don't paskin both, or we paskin the latter one and not the former one, we paskin Roi Lahamid Del Shalkash and not Hekir Tzir. What do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? So back to Sif Yud Aleph. It has to be right. Lekabel deles shel kash. But no mention of hakritz here. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch we paskin tzarich lamed deles shel kash. No requirement of Hakiratzir. Okay, what is Hakiratzir, by the way? So we saw Rashi, who said Afkasa, the hole where the hinge goes in. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. In my printing here, it's the second of the medium-sized lines. Amar Biyana Yitzvicha Hakiratzir. The Afkasa Perish. Yados, kedemitargamina shte yados, train sirin. Siv hadelus tishavot sira, vahu hachalal achokok alamashkov, lahafnis bo tiradelus. It's a hole on the door, on the top of the door, on the mashkov, where you put the hinge. Right, so Rashi didn't tell you where the hinge is, right? Rashi just said, "Chur shetzira del solvevo." So, do the old doors only have a single hinge? They have two hinges. I don't know. Rashi's referring to one hinge. The Beit Chananel says it's a hinge on the top. So, it could be that you have two hinges, but the only hinge of concern is the one on the top. And the Shilta Giborim, that base on the base bedapir rif os gimel, quotes in the Riaz that it's both the hole on the top and the hole on the bottom.
Looks like here there's a hinge on the top.
There are hinges all over the place.
Interesting.
No, there are four hinges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sure that the Talmudic doors didn't have four hinges, or those in the time of Yerushalayim, but maybe not. So anyway, the Rashi says the hole, he doesn't tell you where the hole is. The Rebbeinu Chananel says the hole in the Mashkov. The Riaz says the hole is both on the top and the bottom. Rashi Minachos Lamagil Mamad Aleph Dibur Maskel Afkasa says the hole is in the Yaskupa, it's on the bottom, it's on the bottom level, and the Ritva says it's on the sides. So wherever the Chorim are, at least four possibilities in Rishonim. So at first glance, at least what we see in Shulchan Aruch, is that wherever the seer is supposed to be, it doesn't concern us le halacha. However, the Mishnas Yaakov is Machmir. Mishnas Yaakov, again, in Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, he thinks that Rov Rishonim do require Hekertz here. Even though Rashi doesn't, the Rif doesn't, the Rambam doesn't. But the Yerushalmi sounds like you do require Hekertz here. The Yerushalmi has the Vachlokas of Yochum Eish Lakish. And he says what emerges from the Yerushalmi is that at least if you have a Tirtza Yeser Meyeser that you're plugging up with the Tzuris HaPesach, that has to be, if you have a Tirtza Yeser Meyeser that you're plugging with the Tzuris HaPesach, you need Hekertz here. So the Mishnah of Yaakov writes that even though it's true that Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, but he thinks, and the Minhag is definitely to be Mekel. Have you ever seen a Tzuris HaPesach constructed with the Hekertz here? Probably not. But even though the minhag is to be Mekel, Mishnas Yaakov thinks that it's appropriate to be Machmir. And he thinks that many Rishonim hold that Lalacha, and that's the position of the Yerushalmi. Okay. But Lamaisa, when we construct Erevin, we're generally not Machmir for Hekertz here. What about Ruya Lekabel Del Shalkash? That Evan agrees is Lahalacha. The Mechaber wrote again, Sarach shiva kanim shebitzdadim chazakim lekabel delas kolshu afilu shel kash o shel kanim aval kanash al gaban sagi b'chal shehu afilu gemi mahani. So when it comes to the kana al gabav, that doesn't have to be ru the kabel del shel kash. That could even be made of rubber, made of a flimsy material, even if it can support a door. However, the Rosh, Simon Yudalid, writes that the Kanal Gabav also has to be Roy Lekabel Del Shelkash. So says the Meiri, Beis Amid Aleph Dibur Maskel Mavoy, Yud Aleph Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Tzuris HaPesach, Beis Amid Aleph Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that the Kanal Gabav has to be Roy Lekabel Del Shelkash as well. But again, that's not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Gaon here on Shulchan Aruch on Seif Yud Aleph, Aval Kana Shel Gabav, what's the source? Yerushalmi. What does he mean in the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi, when it discusses a number of times, when the Yerushalmi discusses the Tzuris HaPesach, it refers to the construction of the Tzuris HaPesach as a Kana Mikan, and Gemi Lamala. The Gemi is some flimsy material, rubber, whatever the actual translation of Gemi in Yerushalmi language is. But it's not, presumably, Roila Kabel Del Shelkash. So that's what the Gaon seemingly means to say in his one word, or two words, Yerushalmi Sham. Yeah, the Yerushalmi has a lashon of Gemi. Okay. Now we'll have more to say about the requirements of the Kanal Gabav and Gemi, or what it has to be made out of, a little bit later, although at this point it may be next time. Okay. There is a din in Hilchos Lechi that a Lechi can't be wider than Dalet Amos. Take a look at Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yudbeis. Shin Samach Gimel Yudbeis. Lechi ha'omim me'elav, that's one of the Yalkagams. Lechi ha'omim me'elav, afilu samchu alav me'er Shabbos, even if they intended to use it before Shabbos began, they designated it as such, but it was there not l'shem lechi. Im amav ha'irachav yosem me'ches amos, if you have a lechi ha'omim me'elav, where the mav is more than 8 amos wide. If the lechi itself is 4 amos wide, doesn't count. So if you have a pre-existing lechi that's more than 4 amos wide, that is unacceptable. Why is that? So that's a gemara that hey and aleph. Okay, take a look at the Gemara in Hayyam and Aleph. Bottom line. Gufa, second to bottom line, the two dots. Amar Rami Barchama, Amar Ravuna, Lechi Abole Midav Shamavoy. If you have a Lechi that protrudes out of the wall of the Mavoi into the entrance of the Mavoi. Right? So at the entrance to the Mavoi, you have a lechi that protrudes into the entrance. Pachas mi dalet amos nida mishim lechi. If the protrusion is less than dalet amos, it has the din of a lechi. Ve'ein zarch lechi acher latiro. And you don't need any further tikkun. Dalet amos nida mishim Mavoi. If it is 4 amos or more, it doesn't help, and you need another lechi. Why is that? Says Rashi, Dalet Amos. Emayaboli Latoch Rochav Famavi Dalad Amos Nida Mishamavoi Kalomar Kevan de Orech Hechsher Mavi Niter Bekach the Alma. That since Dalad Amos is the shear of a Mavoi in general, Umikri Mavoi Hachanami Nafi Mitaris Lachi. So if it's wider than Dalad Amos, it no longer has the status of a Lachi. V'lo Samchin on a Lachi. We don't rely on it. Okay. So if it wasn't made l'shem lachi and extends more than dalet amos, which is the shear of a mavoi, you can't rely on that lachi. Sarach lachi achir lahatira. Says the Nesivus and the Tikkun Erevin, v'chein be'erev b'makom daksolim shebitzdadim arukin dalet amos. That if you have the walls that are 4 amos wide, de'eino nida mishem lachi, so you want to enclose an area, so you have the wall on the side that protrudes dalet amos to the area that you want to enclose, just like it's eino nida mishem lachi, lo nida gam ke mishem mitzvus ha-pesach, so it's not usable as the mitzvus ha-pesach either, as we discussed earlier, that whether the halacha of lechi are transferable to tzuris ha-pesach, the b'chor shor, in terms of gaps. So here also the Tikkun Erevin says it's relevant to this din of a kana or a lechi that's wider than dalet amos. Just like a lechi that's wider than dalet amos doesn't work, so too at tzuris ha-pesach, where the kana mikan is wider than dalet amos. In the Sefer Teveris Yaakov, page Tuf Ayin Tes, he says that this may be supported from that Tosus we discussed that the Bechor Shor was working off on Daf Yad Aleph. Right? Remember, Tosus is bothered in the context of the Gemara's question as to whether Ritzuas HaPesach works for a Mavi that's more than 20 Amos tall. Tosus is bothered. What's the Chiddush of Ritzuas HaPesach? Tevek Le Mishem Lachi. That every Tzuris HaPesach consists of Lechi also. So why did the Gemara do Tzuris HaPesach? The Lechi itself is enough to be matir the entrance to the Mavi that's more than 20 Amos tall. Right? Tosafot gave a number of Tirusim. Tosafot Ben Peres gave a different Tirus, which is the basis of the Tevuah Shor's analysis. Says the Teferes Yaakov, maybe quoting others, that here too. If it was the case that a Tzuris HaPesach is admissible even where the Kana Mikan is more than 4 amos wide, then that should have been another text of Tosfos to distinguish between a Tzuris HaPesach and a Lachi. That a Lachi doesn't work if it's wider than 4 amos, if it was there already, and a Tzuris HaPesach does. So maybe the fact that Tosfos doesn't give that Teretz is an indication that here also, whatever is true for Lachi, that a Lachi wider than 4 amos doesn't work, is true for a Tzuris HaPesach as well. The Chazon Ish isn't convinced that this is correct. Chazon Ish Simon Ayin Os Kof Ches, he argues on the Nesivus, and he assumes that when it comes to Lechi, the reason that it can't be wider than Dalet Amos is because of Heker. If the Lechi is going to be wider than Dalet Amos, so it's not clear that it's supposed to function as a Lechi. But in Tzuris HaPesach, you don't need Heker, at least not to the same degree. Tzuris HaPesach is Mishum Mechitza. So if it's a valid Mechitza, when it comes to Mechitza, the fact that it's more than 4 amos wide doesn't compromise its functioning as a Mechitza. So it shouldn't be a problem. Avnei Nezer seems to assume that way as well. Avnei Nezer simen reish sariches os dalet. Tzuris HaPesach is mishum mechitza. We don't need heker, so even if it's wider than the dalet amos, that shouldn't concern us. Bottom line, Rav Schechter thinks that you should be machmir like the Tikkun Erevin, not to use a kana mikan that's wider than dalet amos. and the Tiferes Yaakov assumes that way as well. We'll have to discuss this more in the context of whether you can use an existing wall as a Tzivos HaPesach, which we'll get to either shortly or next time. The Gemara in Menachos Amgilam Abayz has the din of Achzukei Tikra in the context of mezuzah. That if you have a doorpost, a door frame, that is not meant to function as a door frame, but rather just as a support beam for a roof, literally, so that's not chayiv in mezuzah. A mezuzah is only relevant if you have a door frame that's meant to function as a door frame. But if you happen to have two posts that are holding up a roof, that are holding up a structure, but aren't meant to function as a door frame, and that's pater from mezuzah. So that is possibly relevant to Eirvin as well. If you assume a transfer of halachos between mezuzah and Eirvin, as the Mishnah Yaakov does, so Sukei Tikra could be relevant for Eirvin as well. If you have a pre-existing or you have pre-existing kanamikans that are meant to support an existing structure, so then maybe that's considered a Sukei Tikra. It's not discussed so much in the literature. Mishnah Yaakov writes about this in Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, that again he assumes a transference from Hilchas Mezuzah to Hilchas Tzivos HaPesach. He's bothered by Achzukei Tikra in Hilchos Tzivos HaPesach and Hilchos Erevin as well. And that also relates to the question of Tzivos HaPesach HaOmed Es Mei Eloh. The Gemara we just saw in Daf Hey, Machlokas Abayi V'Rava Yalkagam Es Lechi. Oh, Meilav, right? What about Tzivos HaPesach, which was not constructed for the purpose of Tzivos HaPesach? So we paskin that Alechi Meilav is kosher. So most poskim assume that just like Alechi Meilav is kosher, then a Tzivos HaPesach Ha'omed Meilav is also kosher. Because the Tzivos HaPesach is Mishum Mechitza, and a Mechitza HaOmed Me'elav is Kasher as a Mechitza. And that's the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. So this is relevant to the question of using a telegraph pole or a telephone pole. It wasn't put up L'shem Eiriv, it's there anyway for another reason. So is that admissible as a Tzivos HaPesach? That should be a Tzivos HaPesach HaOmed Me'elav. The Mishnah Berurah, when he just pointed to some of the Mar Makamos on the question of telegraph poles in the end of Shin Samach Beis, he tells you to look at the Sholem Eshev, or the end of Sivkat Lamed Beis. So Sholem Eshev is one of the earlier Shuvahs about telegraph poles. Kama Chelik Beis Simen Peches. Kama Chelik Beis Simen Peches. The Sholem Eshev is Mekel on this question of Ome Me'elav, where there's no issue of Minitzad. Right? Minitzad, even if you solve, Minitzad is one problem. So even if you solve the problem of Minitzad by a telegraph pole, it could be you have a problem of Ome Me'elav, unless you assume, as many posts can do, that Ome Me'elav is not a problem for Tzivos HaPesach, just as it's not a problem for Alechi. The issue is that Achronim raise the Magen Avraham that we referenced previously in Hilchos Sukkah. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Lamed, Sifkat and Gimel, Tafresh Lamed Gimel. What's the context over there? So the Ramah in Tafresh Lamed Beis, writes, in the name of the Mordechai, that if you have a wall of the Sukkah that reaches the Schach, then you don't need a kanal gabav. Because the schach can function as the kanal gabav. Tafresh Lamed days. The Mechaber writes, "Defano sasoka, ima yushtayim zuei tzuzu kemin gam, osa dofin shiesh barafa yosra tefach, umamida bepachus mishlosh elachamina defanos." So you have two walls in the sukkah that are perpendicular to each other, and you need to make a third wall. So as long as that third wall is a tefach wide, and it's within three tefachim of the existing walls, you can use that tefach. The yamid kana keneged osa tefach. And then you make another kana opposite that. V'yasa l'tzuris ha-pesach. So you can make a tzuris ha-pesach for the third wall in a sukkah. Fine. Says the Rama, v'ima tefach v'adofen begil l'schach ein sar kanal gabeim. So when you're constructing a tzuris ha-pesach in a sukkah, you don't need the kanal gabav because the schach can function as the kanal gabav. So it's enough if you have a board or a kana, that's a tefach wide on one side of the third wall, and another one on the other side of the third wall. You don't need a kanal gabav. You can rely on the schach in place of the kanal gabav. Okay? So that's the din of the Ramah, Tafresh Lamed Sif Beis. Says the Magen Avraham, Sarach Iyah. De dofen mai bai hacha, de ha hakana sha'al gabav munach al hatefach, Vakanasha King Negdo Vimbez Hakana Magios Vitsarach Ian Vyushal Mi Isa Peya Matelis Vesoka Vain Sof Skach Matelis Mabin Telese Zenasilakach Zelenasilakach. Okay, hey, Achmatir Mordechai, Afa Pishalo Nasa Lekach. So he's bothered based on this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that in Suras HaPesach, Shelo Nasa Is Lekach, if it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah, then that's ineffective. Right, so in Hilchos Sukkah, the Magen Avraham raises the issue that Tzuris HaPesach Ol Me'elav is not effective based on a Yerushalmi. That's the Magen Avraham, Sarach Iyah, on the Psak of the Rama. It says the Gaon that, no, maybe that's the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Maybe the Magen Avraham assumes that our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi. And it's only Piskei Shimai that are a problem. But Lo Nasei Sashem Kach is good. So, however you get out of the Magen Avraham, that's what's generally assumed, that for a classic Tzuris HaPesach, Om Me'elav is not a problem, and that's why we're allowed to rely on telephone poles. The Rosh Hashanah points out that telephone poles are not a problem about Chesukei Tikra. It's the fact that Chesukei Tikra means that you have support beams that are holding up the roof. So the main function of those beams is to hold up the roof. If it's just holding up a string, so that's not a chluke tikra. It's not. It's true that the reason they put the telephone poles up there is to hold up a string, but it's not like the whole... You don't need a heavy pole, in theory, just to hold up a string. So that's not what we mean by a chluke tikra. It's still an issue if you're bothered by omen ve'elav, and la halacha we don't seem to be concerned about omen ve'elav by tzuris of Pesach. But that wouldn't be a problem of a chluke tikra. Okay, so next time we have to talk about using a wall as a tzuris of Pesach and finish up some of the loose ends that we started with, and then ground levels. So I'm planning on finishing up our shiur next week, and then having a week for chazar after that, and then the bethina on Monday, February 4th. So 2 weeks from Monday.
2 weeks from Monday.
One more week of shiur. I'm hoping that we'll finish next week in two shiurim. If we need to do three, we'll do three, and then have a week for chazara, a week and 2 weekends for chazara, and then the bechina at the beginning of the following week, and then we'll start Hilchas Refuah B'Shabbos.
And then you're going to give also some supplementary.